The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pangolins are often called scaly anteaters, which is a very good description for them, even though they are not technically anteaters. However, like anteaters, pangolins have long snouts and even longer tongues that they use to slurp up ants and termites. Their bodies are covered in scales that form a kind of armor. The scales are made from keratin, the same thing as human hair and fingernails. When threatened, pangolins roll up into a ball. If the other animal gets caught between the scales, they can get a nasty cut. Pangolin is a name derived from the Malay word pinguling, which means rolling over. Their tongues are quite amazing. When extended, their tongues are longer than their bodies and head combined. Unlike humans and many other animals, the pangolin's tongue is connected not in its mouth, but at the bottom of its rib cage. When it's not in use, the tongue is stored in the animal's chest cavity. Sadly, pangolins are increasingly endangered due to the bushmeat trade. In fact, the only one I've ever seen was strapped on the back of a motor scooter on the way to a cook pot.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.